Thank you for downloading this message from New Horizon AOG Church. We pray that it inspires you to arise and shine.
Congratulations, everybody. You have made it to Christmas 2020. I give yourself a big round of applause. We've actually made it. What a year this has been. And wow, what a year. I'm sure throughout history we'll always remember 2020. Well, as we are ready to celebrate Christmas in a few days' time, I really sense today God wants to encourage us and strengthen us and comfort us as we prepare our hearts to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And so I want to speak for a short while during our carol concert today on the words found in Proverbs. It should come on the screen in Proverbs 21 that says this. And really, these are the words that God has been laid on my heart all year that says, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. And throughout this year, as we come this year to an end, and we may have some challenges next year, I really sense God wants to encourage you and remind you that yes, we've had a lot of change, there's been a lot of challenge, but we need to remember, church, that today there's no wisdom, there's no insight, and there is no plan that can succeed against the Lord. And nothing more is illustrated in the Christmas story than this principle. And so my title for the message during this service is one that I planned many weeks ago, and it's actually the newspaper headlines today, which is "The Man Who Planned to Cancel Christmas." Now, please don't mishear me. This is not aimed at the government at all, because we right now we need to pray for our government, because anyone in leadership this year has had a difficult time. But the Bible that my wife Becky read was about King Herod made a plan to cancel Christmas. And this year, 2020, may have been a year of cancellations for you. I'm sure you may have booked a holiday, cancelled a holiday, booked a holiday, cancelled it again. Maybe you've had to cancel weddings and celebrations, or maybe you've had operations cancelled, or maybe you've had different things that you've had to cancel. And cancels, when you cancel something, it can be a nightmare. And me and Becky at October half term, when restrictions were lifted, we came up with a brilliant idea. We said, we've got a few days, let's go away on holiday. So we booked the holiday on booking.com. And I don't know if you've ever used the website. I would recommend you don't. But anyway, I'll get there. And we booked, if anyone's watching online from booking.com, you can compensate me. I'm sure you want to do that. I'm here. And we booked this holiday, and we thought we'd go to Worcester for a few days. And we booked it, but there was a problem with paying. So we packed the suitcases. We've got our kids. You know what it's like when you've got kids. You're trying to stuff all the things in the car, and you go on holiday. And my wife rang several times, and they kept saying, everything is fine. Go, you can still go. Get to the apartment. You'll be able to pay on arrival. So we was quite calm about it. And so we arrived. We saw the apartment. It was really nice. We parked the car on the drive, and we thought, well, we've got all day. We don't want to waste the day, so we'll go into Worcester. So we went into Worcester. We looked around the cathedral. It got to about 6:30 at night. We thought, well, we'll make our way back. We're really hungry. We've got some food in the car to cook in the apartment. And as we was going to go to the apartment, we had a message on my phone that says from booking.com, your holiday has been cancelled because we've not received payment. And after several phone calls, they said, I'm sorry, Mr. Dilnock, we've cancelled your holiday because we've sold it to somebody else. And I was stood right at the door. Man, maybe that's kind of how you've kind of worked through 2020 in a nutshell. You see, cancellations can be frustrating. They can be painful. They can be exasperating. And I've got to say, I rang the head off in Singapore of booking.com, and I had a lovely conversation with their CEO. You see, I believe after a difficult year, the Christmas message can bring us so much encouragement and so much faith, and it produces faith because the Christmas story is about a man wanting to cancel Christmas. And his name was King Herod, and he was a king. And the minute, it's amazing, this amazing thing happened that Jesus was coming into the world. The angels were singing, the shepherds were worshipping, the kings were bowing. And at this same time, another king, King Herod, what does the Bible say? When God started to move, King Herod was greatly disturbed. And we get these two amazing principles where God was working. And at the very time God was working, the enemy was also working, trying to stop that, what God was doing. And so he made a plan to stop Christmas. And he sent, I don't know if you've all seen the Terminator films, but he sent King Herod, the Terminator, to take out John Connor. But it's not John Connor, it's Jesus. Because he knows if Jesus goes to the future, King Herod's time is up. James Cameron got the script from the Bible, from the Christmas story. He stole it, but anyway, and he sent them. And he sends these trained SAS army guys from King Herod against a helpless girl who's just given birth. Can you imagine that, ladies? You're just giving birth. Now someone wants to come and murder your child, and a defenseless carpenter against the men of Herod. And as he made a plan, we've got the plan of man and we've got the plan of God. But Proverbs 21 says, church, that there's no wisdom, there's no insight and no plan that can succeed against the Lord. And in 2020, however bad it is, I want to encourage you, challenge you and comfort you. Come on, there's no insight, there's no wisdom and no plan of the enemy that can succeed against the Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand. So if you feel discouraged, maybe it's been a painful year. If you're suffering today, be comforted that whatever you've been through and whatever lies before you, there is no wisdom, insight, and plan that can succeed against the Lord's plan for your life. To illustrate this point, we're going to just look at three quick points because this is mirrored. And there's a pattern in the whole Bible regarding this principle. There's a few things that can never be cancelled. There are things that can be cancelled, but there's a few things. And these three things cannot be cancelled. The first one is this. The dream cannot be cancelled. Maybe it's been so tough this year, you've started to doubt the dreams on your life. But you know what? The dream cannot be cancelled. In Genesis, we find a man named Joseph. And maybe you know this story that God gave him an amazing dream about his life and about his future. But we know straight away as God gave him the dream, his brothers made a plan to cancel that dream. Praise the Lord for brothers, eh? Some brothers are lovely and some, you know, they wanted to cancel his dream. I don't know if you've faced that in your life. People wanting to cancel your dream. And through this, Joseph lost his coat, which lost his prominence, his position, his fame. He was rejected by his brothers. He wasn't just rejected by his brothers, but he was abused and abandoned by his brothers. He had to navigate a whole new normal. I know that we're sat here with our face masks and we're navigating a new normal right now. But you know, Joseph, even with a dream, had to navigate a whole new normal, that life was different. He had to navigate a whole different country, Egypt. Everything was different. The language, the culture, everything about it would have been so hard for him. He faced character defamation where somebody lied about him. I don't know if you've ever been lied about, but it's the worst experience in the world. And then, not just that, but he had to be locked down. Now, I know that we face two lockdowns right now, but just to be encouraged, you know, Joseph had it far worse than us because Joseph was locked down for 12 years in prison for doing nothing wrong. That's a long lockdown. And he definitely didn't get to mow his garden or wash the car or do his wife's list of things around the house. My house has never looked so clean. The car's never been so much waxed in its life. But he was locked down for 12 years. But this great story illustrates to me and you after a difficult year that some things can be cancelled, but the dream cannot be cancelled. The loss of his fame couldn't cancel the dream. Facing rejection in his life, which you have made face, didn't cancel the dream. It couldn't cancel the dream. A past full of abuse and physical abuse and violence, whatever you faced in your past, it cannot cancel the dream. Navigating a new normal, 2020 has been tough, but it cannot cancel the dream of God in our hearts. Character defamation, however hard it is, cannot cancel the dream. And lockdown for 12 years cannot cancel the dream until Joseph realized, Pharaoh realized, Potiphar's wife realized, and Potiphar realized, the Egyptian prison service realized, the Egyptian political system realized, and generations after generations come to realize that you cannot cancel the dream, for there's no insight, there's no wisdom, and there's no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Come on. So whatever we face this year, and it may have been really tough, but God wants to encourage you and comfort you that you cannot cancel the dream. And how we apply this into our lives this Christmas, you know, let's not, after a difficult year, scale back and reduce our dream to the situation. You know, Joseph could have easily got to be the boss of Potiphar's house and said, you know what, that's just good enough for my life. And I'm going to do this job. But no, he pushed on and he still pursued God's dream for his life. So that's the first thing I want you to remember this Christmas, that the dream cannot be cancelled. The second thing is that the promise cannot be cancelled. You know, we believe in a God who is a promise-keeping God. I know we live in a world that breaks promises, but our God keeps his promises. And he says to God's people in the book of Exodus, I've got a future for you. I've got a land for you flowing with milk and honey. Tomorrow is going to be a better day. Next year is going to be a better year. Why? Because God says, I'm in that year and I'm making a promise to you that I'm going to be with you in the book of Exodus. And we know, if you're familiar with the story, that at that time, a man named Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh at that time was the most powerful man in the earth. Actually, historians recall the Egyptian Empire being one of the most powerful civilizations that's ever existed. And he made a plan to cancel God's promise over his people. And Moses went up and said to Pharaoh, would you let the people go regarding the promise? And Pharaoh said no. And then we get the story of the plagues until Pharaoh then says, you can go. And you've probably met people like this. He says, you can go. And then when he sees them leaving, he gets mad. And then he changes his mind. He says, you can go, but now you can't go. And he said, I'm that fed up. He made a plan to cancel the promise to go and kill every single Israel person as they was leaving Egypt. Just imagine this scene. And so you've got the most powerful empire, one that ever existed, with their horses, their chariots, their swords, shields, spears. They was armed to the teeth to cancel the promise. And then you've got these Israelites with the not trained, they're unarmed, and they wasn't carrying much. But what they was carrying was far superior than what the Egyptians were carrying, because what the Israelites were carrying, they was carrying the promises of God. And sometimes we need to realize in our lives, especially in a difficult season, we may have not have carried the things that we wanted to carry in 2020, but I definitely still believe I'm carrying the promises of God, which is far superior than anything we could be carrying. And so Pharaoh made this plan, and we realize that this principle that Pharaoh comes to realize, the Egyptian army comes to realize again, because this Pharaoh made the mistake of not knowing about Joseph. And the God's people comes to realize, Moses comes to realize, and generation after generation come to realize that whatever we face in life, the promise and the promises of God cannot be cancelled. That is why we can celebrate Christmas and celebrate it well here at New Horizon Church, because I'm 100% confident that whatever we face, we may have lost certain things, but we haven't lost the promises of God. Amen? Because there's no wisdom, no insight, and no plan that can succeed against the Lord. How do we apply that in our lives? If you're going through a difficult process right now, can I just say, don't give up and don't run away from a difficult process, because God says in Exodus 14, Moses says to the people, for the people that you see right now, which was the Egyptians, which were very intimidating, which were very difficult. You just see all the horses and chariots running at you. Maybe you're feeling like that today. He says, those people that you see today, you will never see them again. Wow. And I really believe prophetically, some people, you may have got horses and chariots charging down on you. I want to say, don't give up. Don't back down. Because these things that you see today, you will never see them again. Come on, I've seen this in my own life. You cannot cancel the promises of God. So you cannot cancel the dream. You cannot cancel the promises. And then my last point is, you cannot cancel the blessing of God. The blessing cannot be cancelled. Have you met those people who say God bless you, or you end a text or an email with the words God bless you? Has everyone done that? And this year, God's reminded me of how significant those words are. I'll always remember an old, little old lady, 4'2", from Poland. Her name was Emma Gies, the mother of George Gies. And I used to visit her house, and she used to say to me, God bless you, God bless you. And every time she said it, you felt you was getting hit by the presence of God. And sometimes, even me, we can get so over-familiar at church with the God bless you, we sometimes forget its significance. In Genesis chapter 14, and stay with me as I do this last point, but it's so important about right now, we find a man named Melchizedek. And Melchizedek, what we know about him, he was a king, and he was the priest of the Most High, and he brought a sacrifice of Abraham of bread and wine. Does that remind you of anyone? If you're unfamiliar with the church, that reminds you of Jesus. And Abraham, which was Abram at the time, meets Melchizedek, and Melchizedek blesses Abraham. It's an event that's changed the world. And he says these words, blessed be Abram by God, Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And in response to this, Abraham then gives him a tenth. And since that day, Abraham, who became the father of the nation of Israel, carried the blessing of God. Now, the good news for us, in the New Testament, our Melchizedek came. Because Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek. He was a king. Jesus is a king. He is the priest of the Most High. Jesus is our high priest. And Jesus came and he brought a sacrifice of bread and wine. And through Jesus, we receive the blessing of God. Come on, let's give God a clap. We receive that blessing. So through Jesus Christ, you can carry the blessing of God. No matter your past, your history, your situation, your circumstance, you can carry the blessing of God. And that blessing cannot be cancelled, because in Numbers 22, we find King Balak, a king who wanted to cancel this blessing. The Israelites turned up. And he was got so intimidated that a king again wanted to wipe them from the face of the earth. And so he got a man named Balaam to come. And he said to Balaam, go and visit the Israelites and curse them. I can see the blessing on their life and I want you to curse them. And so Balaam said, okay, I will go. It's a long story, but story short, I will go and curse these people. And so when Balaam approached, we get this amazing thing that he goes to curse But then he realizes when he gets there, God speaks to him and he realizes that these people who are carrying the blessing of God cannot be cursed. Cannot be cursed. And this is what he says. And he goes to report back to the king. And the king says, what's happened? And he says, I'm sorry, I can't curse them. In fact, I couldn't curse them. I could only bless them. And how infuriated the king was. And he says this, I have received a command to bless. He is blessed, and no one can change it. So whatever we face in our lives, people wanting to change certain things, and maybe we've faced difficult changes, but what doesn't change or what cannot change is through the accomplished works of Jesus Christ, our Melchizedek, we can carry the blessing of Almighty God in our lives. The blessing cannot be cancelled this Christmas because there's no insight, no wisdom, and no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Do you feel encouraged? And it's a poignant point, the blessing, because this year, during the first lockdown, the churches of the UK got together and released a song to sing over the nation. And it's reminding the nation and reminding our lives that through the accomplished works of Jesus Christ, through our Melchizedek, we can receive the blessing of God. You see, how do we apply that into our lives? When you come under attack, don't panic, because those who are blessed cannot be cursed. Amen. I conclude my message in this year of cancellations. Praise God, Christmas 2020 cannot be cancelled. And maybe you face change and difficulty and cancellations, but praise God, the dream cannot be cancelled. Praise God, the promises cannot be cancelled. And whatever you're facing, praise God, the blessing cannot be cancelled, for there is no wisdom, no insight, or no plan that can succeed against the Lord. I close with these words and a prayer. The hopes we had were much too high, way out of reach, but we had to try. It's a famous Christmas song. No need to hide, no need to run, because all the answers will come one by one. New Horizon Church will never be over, because together with God, we are keeping the dream alive. This Christmas, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you and give you peace. Amen.
We hope that you've enjoyed this message. For any more information or to download our weekly podcast, please go to www.newhorizonchurch.org.uk.